This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. AFBF President Zippy Duvall testified at a congressional hearing this week concerning the state of the U.S. farm economy. Farm Bureau applauds the House Agriculture Committee Subcommittee on General Farm Commodities and Risk Management for holding this hearing. The economic outlook is eye-opening. Net farm income, after expenses, for this year is forecast at $55 billion, less than half of the $123 billion in net farm income in 2013. Farmers and ranchers' operating debt has grown from $124 billion in 2012 to $165 billion today. Meanwhile, the value of farmers' financial assets has gone down from about $134 billion in 2012 to a USDA forecast of less than $80 billion this year. Farmers and ranchers are tightening their belts, and they'll rely on the safety net and risk management programs in the Farm Bill, such as crop insurance, more than they have in years. While there isn't much that anyone can do about the global supply and demand trends that have led us to where we are today, Congress should continue to support our vital farm programs. Congress could also help farmers and ranchers cope with the downturn by reining in government regulations, things like the additional permitting costs farmers will face if the new Waters of the U.S. rule goes into full effect, as well as threats to farmers' access to crop protection tools and modern agriculture technology. Congress also can help grow demand for U.S. farm exports by approving the Trans-Pacific Partnership. The last thing we need is a reduction in the federal commitment to sustain America's production of food, fiber, and energy, or more regulations that worsen the farm's bottom line. President Duvall made that point in this week's congressional hearing, and the American Farm Bureau will continue to work for a policy environment that allows for a sustainable farm economy. In an election year, especially a presidential election year, congressional and executive branch activity slows down and often comes nearly to a complete stop. This year will be no different, although there are several important food, agriculture, trade, and environmental issues that will likely receive significant attention before activity wanes after Memorial Day. These issues include normalizing relations with Cuba, approval of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement, labeling of GMO food products, precision agriculture, use of drones, and implementation of the Food Safety Modernization Act. A Washington state tribe took down an anti-agriculture billboard, and representatives said a second one will come down too, just one day after the Environmental Protection Agency issued a statement stating the media campaign was an inappropriate use of EPA funds. Larry Wasserman, Environmental Policy Director with the Shawinawash Indian Tribe, said the billboards are being taken down voluntarily. The group's What's Upstream website, which includes a take action link to a form letter to state lawmakers, remains online. Senators Jim Inhofe of Oklahoma, Chairman of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, and Pat Roberts of Kansas, Chairman of the Senate Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry Committee, recently sent a letter to Arthur A. Elkins, Jr., the Inspector General of the EPA, about this issue. The chairman requested an audit and investigation of the EPA grant and its financial support of the anti-farmer advocacy campaign. Testifying before the Senate Agriculture Subcommittee on Rural Development Programs, Iowa Farm Bureau President Craig Hill said the issue directly affects local communities across America. Our communities thrive when we have economic development, when we have growth, Hill said in an interview. He added that collaborative efforts always work better, and the collaboration that we have with USDA Rural Development has been successful in the past, and we'd like to build on that success. The American Farm Bureau Federation was recently featured prominently in USA Today's 96-page annual agriculture tabloid. Writers quoted Dr. John Anderson, AFBF's deputy chief economist, in a piece on the economic impact of climate change, as well as Dr. Bob Young, AFBF's chief economist, for an article about sustainable agriculture. Iowa Farm Bureau President Craig Hill talked to the magazine for a profile of Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. Spring is almost here, and it's time to get ready for the hectic days ahead. Keep the wheels turning this spring by checking off the maintenance items on a list posted to the Case IH Be Ready blog. Farm Bureau members in participating states are eligible for a $300 to $500 discount on Case IH Maxim and Farm All tractors and Case IH hay equipment. Congress should hold the Environmental Protection Agency accountable for its repeated violations of open government laws, AFBF board member and Oklahoma Farm Bureau President Tom Buchanan told a Senate subcommittee on Tuesday. Buchanan testified before the Senate subcommittee on Superfund Waste Management and Regulatory Oversight nearly a year after the conclusion of the EPA's flawed Waters of the United States rulemaking process. The agency came under fire when, for acting as a vocal and highly politicized advocate for its proposal, rather than as a fair broker that would weigh all public comments impartially. The Government Accountability Office ultimately found EPA had violated the law by pushing covert propaganda on an unsuspecting public to gin up support for its own actions. Buchanan highlighted EPA's anti-farmer war of words. That campaign consisted almost entirely of non-substantive platitudes about the importance of clean water, which no one disputes. It used simplistic blogs, tweets, and YouTube videos to generate purported support for the rule among well-intended people who have absolutely no idea of what the rule would actually do or what it will cost. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.